Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda close out their five-game homestand by falling to the Tucson Roadrunners. Final score of 8-6, an offensive onslaught on both sides. A season high in combined goals. As the Barracuda unfortunately finish off what was a pretty good homestand before tonight. They finish it off with a loss, and they go 3-2 during the homestand. The record now stands on the season at 8-12-4-0. Tucson 15-8-1-1, and they're up to 32 points, and they will continue on their three-game road trip on Friday in Bakersfield. We talked about it, Drew, right before we went to break. Just too many turnovers tonight for the Barracuda to overcome.
Yeah, just too many goals were gifted. You can't gift goals to any team, especially when you are the margin of error is so small. And I would think back, Nick, when I'm looking at it, four goals on turnovers, easy, and maybe more after reviewing the game. It's just you can't give goals away. And it was that next one, right? Every time that the Cuda were able to get a chance and get close, they couldn't get the next one, or they gave up the next one. And that will be, I think you're right with it, it will be a very frustrating watch for the coaching staff.
Barracuda fall here tonight by a final score of 8-6. It certainly started off well in the first period. Brad Merrick at 3:04 got things started as the Barracuda jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Altu sealed the near post. Good effort here by this fourth line of the Barracuda. Merrick, Kemp, and Sabourin. Throw back to the net, off the post, they score! A right point shot by Brad Merrick, and pinballed its way through, and the Barracuda open up the scoring. The time of the goal at the 3:03 mark of period number one. So the Barracuda off to a great start in that first period. Brad Merrick snapped a 10-game goal drought with his second of the year. Leon Gavanka and Scott Sabourin picked up the assist. So the Barracuda in the first, they had a 1-0 lead. But it turned out to be the storyline of the game. Every time San Jose seemed to get some momentum, Tucson would find a way to almost immediately take it back. And at 5:11, a big night had just started for Aku Ratu, who found the back of the net. He continued to heat up, his fourth of the year that tied the score at 5:11. But at 7:09, talk about big night, Shakir Mukhamudulin was arguably the Barracuda's best player on the ice all night, and he scores his first of the game to put San Jose back on top. It would come on their first power play. His way down that right wall, spots Mukhamudulin up top. Wrister, he scores! A snipe by Mukhamudulin on the power play! And the Barracuda take their lead right back. Mukhamudulin would finish the game with a goal and two assists en route to a big evening, and he would give San Jose a 2-1 lead at the time. But again, Tucson would find a way to respond. Leighton Moore in his AHL debut would sling one on net. It would beat Makaniemi, the Barracuda netminder. That would tie the score at 10-16, and we would go into the second tied at 2-2. In the second period, the Barracuda would take their lead back. And once again, it was Brad Merrick who would find the back of the net. His third of the season for Merrick. Second in the game, his first two-goal performance of his young AHL career. As Brett Kemp would find him in the low slot uncovered.
I wouldn't. I'd go by Maximilian. I'd be...
Especially when you're looking for a new contract.
Exactly. Very good point, Nicky.
There you go. Here's a chance. Merrick right in front. He scores! Second of the game, and the Barracuda are back on top. Brad Merrick is second of the contest. Unfortunately, the good times wouldn't last very long. Just 18 seconds later, Ben McCartney would get behind the San Jose defense, snap one past Makaniemi for his first of the season, his first in his last 15 games dating back to last year. And then Ratu had already scored in the game with scores fifth of the year at 9:53. That would come on the power play, and he would complete the hat trick, his sixth of the season at 15:32. And the Barracuda would go into the third period trailing by a score of 5-3. Things would really get wild in the third. Thomas Bortolo would score at 1:51 to make it 5-4. Then Austin Pagansky would score at 3:18 to make it 6-4 in favor of the Roadrunners. Then at 9:53, Scott Sabourin would cut the lead back down to one, only to have San Jose give the puck away right in front of their net. That would lead to a Miloš Kelemen goal, his third of the season, to make it at the time a 7-5 lead. And the Barracuda, with not a lot of energy, would somehow find a way to score again. This made things real interesting. And Scott Sabourin on a 2-on-1 would spot Leon Gavanke, and Gavanke would rip it home to make the score at the time 7-6 in favor of Tucson. It would be an opportunity. Sabourin got it for Gavanke. He scores! And the Barracuda are back within one. The defense has taken the night off tonight. This has been a wild affair. Yeah, another goal, and it wasn't done at that point, as Tucson would end up going on to the power play late. Sabourin was called for a minor penalty with San Jose's net empty, and that would really kind of wipe out any sort of hope of tying the score. And at 9:44, Victor Soderstrom off a one faceoff draw would snap it home. Eighth goal of the night for Tucson. They roll to the win here tonight, and they pick up a win to start off their three-game road trip.
Well, overall, I think what we saw was some really good things from the Cuda. The early start, the energy, the fact that they took pucks to the net, had Shakur Makhmadoulin play a terrific game. But again, you'll go back and look at the negative things that happen and just think the Cuda will think to themselves that they had an opportunity here to really have a stamp on the homestand, but they let it get away because of too loose play. The bench after the Knyazhov giveaway certainly sagged, but as you said, somehow they find a way to get back and stay in the game. So that resilience, that pushback, that never say die attitude, you might say it's a given, it should be a given, but it doesn't always happen. The Barracuda kept pushing, but they couldn't find, again, I'll go back to it, that next one. But overall, you're starting to see some good things from the Barracuda, but also didn't you think tonight maybe they were just not enough guys on board, as far as not enough guys making an impact, playing good defense, playing well in the middle, executing exits like we talked about, and getting pucks into the offensive zone. I think we just saw a few guys carrying the Cuda, and not enough guys driving the bus.
No question about it. When you score six goals, you think everybody's involved. Yeah. It wasn't the case tonight.
Good point. It really wasn't.
And the Barracuda fall by a final score of 8-6. I think you're exactly right. There were certainly some moments that you could build off of. Eight goals against it is just not going to cut it.
Yeah.
And for the Barracuda, it comes off a stout defensive performance against the top team of the Western Conference in the Calgary Wranglers last Friday and Saturday. So for the Cuda, two games before the Christmas break, they will travel to Henderson. We've got a afternoon flight tomorrow back to Las Vegas for games on Friday and Saturday at the Dollar Loan Center. Meanwhile, the Sharks are back in action tomorrow. They will host the Arizona Coyotes. Drew will be on the call with Dan Ruzanowski, the Hall of Famer, beginning at 7 o'clock on the Sharks Audio Network.
Such a good student you are.
If you want to watch the game, you can do so on ESPN+. That game will not be on NBC Sports California. So Randy Hahn, he gets a second straight game off. Good on him. He's got a week off, enjoying himself, I'm sure, leading into the holidays. Well-deserved for all parties. And you got the night off last night, but back to work tomorrow, so that should be fun. So for the Barracuda, not home again until the 30th. Coming out of the Christmas break, they will go to Bakersfield for a road and home and close out 2023 here at TechCU Arena on December 30th. Barracuda fall here tonight by a final score of 8-6. Final shots were 38-35 in favor of Tucson. Each team had a couple of power play goals, and for the Roadrunners, it snapped an 0-for-24 drought. That is another thing the Barracuda continue to struggle with, and that is their penalty kill. Bottom of the league, and you go against a team in Tucson that was really not having much success, and they find a way to pot a couple, and that kind of transitioned the game in the second period. Certainly, when Ratu got that power play goal to put Tucson up, they would not look back after that point. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 37 minutes, 1,024 sod here at TechCU Arena. Winning goaltender Matt Vallalta, his AHL-leading 13th victory of the year. Losing goaltender Etu Makadiemi was coming off back-to-back wins before tonight, so he falls back to 500 on the season. And the Barracuda will look to get back on track on Friday in Henderson. Meanwhile, Tucson continues their roadie on Friday in Bakersfield. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage here at TechCU Arena. The Barracuda fall by a final score of 8-6. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us, whether you listened or you watched. Certainly, we do appreciate it. We hope you join us again on Friday in Henderson. We will have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Until Friday, for Drew Remenda, I'm Nick Noldenberger, saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.